Melbourne, of course, hosting the 2017 Formula One Grand Prix. That's on this afternoon at 4 o'clock. We've got Lewis Hamilton and Sebastian Vettel at the front of the grid. Daniel Ricciardo sitting in 10th after a crash last night. Let's get the update of what's going on down at Albert Park with Pete McGinley, our SEN Formula One expert. G'day, Pete.
Hey, Kev. Good to chat to you.
Very nice to chat with you. And you're obviously at the track. Has the crowd started to build up yet?
Yeah, it's going to be quite a busy day there. I always expect around 100,000 sort of streaming in at the moment. Very slowly. I think it's going to pick up quite well before race time at 4 p.m.
Now, look, so much, hype and that around the leading up to what Daniel Ricciardo might be able to do. What happened yesterday in practice? Why did he crash?
Well, essentially, 2017 sees a whole bunch of new Formula One cars on the grid. You know, they're a lot wider at the back. The tyres at the back are a lot wider. The rear rings are lower, which means there's a lot of high downforce in the cars, which means they stick to the road, but they're also a lot harder to drive. And essentially, Dan said that yesterday he basically just stuffed it up going into the corner, and he lost the rear end of the car just because it is a bit harder to drive. Lost the rear end of the car and just binned it into the wall. It was completely his fault. You know, nothing broke on the car, and he fully admitted that. And so that's basically why he starts in 10th today, but he could start as low as 15th. It'll have to be confirmed later today, actually, Kev, because he might need a new gearbox because the car went into the wall backwards.
So how does that work? Because he has to put a new gearbox in, what is that dropping back 5 spots?
It's just the rule of F1. So because the gearbox is located in the back of the car, those sort of accidents will, you know, see that often get new gearbox fitted. And if you use one after more than 6 races... So they, the races weekend's already started with practice going on. You know, if he didn't use that gearbox for another 6 races, he has to take that 5-place grid penalty. It's just a thing in the rules, unfortunately.
Okay. Now, we've heard in the lead-up to this race that the car's going to be quicker, and as you mentioned, they look a little different. They look a little over, they look better than they have done the last couple of years. But are they quicker? And we did see, I think, Lewis Hamilton post a new lap record yesterday.
Technically, the lap record, I must correct you there, Kev, will be set in the race, but certainly Lewis did the fastest time, I think, around Albert Park for 1:22.188, so that's quite fast. I think it's 1.7 seconds faster than the time he did last year in qualifying, but they were certainly running a lot faster as well in practice. I think on Friday, in the second practice session, when they're doing their sort of qualifying simulations, yeah, you saw times of around 5.5 seconds quicker. So they certainly are quicker. And I reckon, I've talked to a lot of people as well, and a lot of people reckon they're quite, you know, a bit noisier than they have been. So that's good. They're not V8, V10 levels, but they're quite noisy.
That has been the criticism, hasn't it, from the diehard F1 people like yourself. I mean, are you comfortable with how they sound now as compared to how they used to sound when, you know, they used to burble around, you could hear them in Sydney?
Oh, look, it is, it is quite disappointing for the V8 and the V10 days when, you know, it was just offensively loud and ear-piercing. It was certainly the trademark of the sport back then, but, you know, I'm comfortable with how they sound now as well. You know, the racing is good, you know, as well on many occasions, so that's more important to me personally than the noise, but I can certainly see why people, you know, were more impressed by the sound of a V10, V10 engine. Even, I think, Grand Prix CEO Andrew Westacott, you know, made note that the latest car going around the track on the weekend is the Minardi 2-seater, which is an old V10 engine. Yeah. So, yeah, it was certainly a viewpoint and a drawing point for fans. But, you know, there's a lot of other things on offer as well, apart from just the noise.
I was going to say, a lot of other things apart from just the F1 race today too. Plenty of action between now and 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, there's always the V8s and the Porsches circling around. I can't say I'm paying a lot of attention to them because I'm just hiding away in the F1 paddock, but there's certainly a lot going on. It's going to be a fantastic day of entertainment off track as well. They've got the new M Lane at the track, which is a whole bunch of food trucks. You know, the food truck craze here in Melbourne has really taken off, and the Grand Prix has embraced that. I went down there yesterday. It's quite good. That was absolutely packed. There was the Heineken's stage, you know, the Heineken bar and all of that. So there's plenty going off track as well for the fans to enjoy today at Albert Park.
All right, well, let's talk about on track. We've got Lewis Hamilton and Sebastian Vettel at the front of the grid. Will they just win it?
Look, they'd have a fairly good chance, but, you know, don't discount the likes of Valtteri Bottas, Kimi Raikkonen and Max Verstappen, who are in 3rd, 4th and 5th. Ferrari, I think, are going to show a lot more in the race than they have in qualifying. I mean, Lewis Hamilton, you know, and Mercedes, that's no doubt. That's a really, really, really fast car. But, you know, Sebastian Vettel is really good under race conditions. And, you know, if he can get off at the start, overtake Hamilton, you know, he's got a quite good chance of winning from there. I mean, and Alb Park is certainly one of the circuits on the F1 calendar where, you know, there are barriers. It's a street circuit. There are barriers a lot closer in than maybe traditional racetracks. So anything can happen. You know, drivers can crash out. I think Daniel Ricciardo was speaking yesterday that, you know, his ideal scenario would be a safety car, jokingly 15 laps from the finish. He'd come from maybe, say, eighth position. He's saying he had a few of the extra ultra-soft tyres on hand, which means he can go a lot quicker if that did actually happen, and move his way up the grid to perhaps third. He was being realistic and he was saying, I don't think I can win tomorrow. The first two guys in front would have to be disqualified. So I'd agree with that. Third would probably be the best result Daniel Ricciardo can hope for today.
So given what we've seen in practice, is driver error going to be the most telling factor in this?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a lot of the teams are really, and the drivers alike, are still coming to grips with the new cars, you know. They're a whole different beast to drive, you know. They have to change their training regimes because they're a lot more physical to drive. We saw Sauber's Pascal Wehrlein actually get dropped for the weekend because he just wasn't physically fit enough.
Wow.
And it's not because he was actually lazy. It's just because he purely had a crash in the race at Champions probably about a month ago that interrupted his training regime, and he just couldn't get up to the level of fitness required. So driver error, yes, of course, like in any F1 race, but I think a lot of the driver error will be caused by, you know, the drivers purely just making a small mistake, which in the old F1 cars wouldn't have as great a consequence.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, we start to see, because F1 drivers have always been traditionally, apart from probably Alan Jones, F1 drivers have always been traditionally little sort of skinny blokes, short blokes. They haven't been big, you know, hulking sort of athletic figures. Well, that we may be seeing a bit of a change there in the next couple of years, given they've changed the cars.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you're certainly not going to see 6'4" style F1 drivers.
Yeah.
I think Mark Webber was the tallest, and I think around 6'2".
Yep.
He was, and he struggled quite a bit. You know, he had to lose quite a lot of weight himself. But it's really interesting as well when you talk to people in the F1 paddock. Some drivers, say at Force India, have been actually told to trim down weight, while others have been told to put on muscle and put on a little bit of weight. So I think everyone, even from that viewpoint, is sort of still coming to grips with the fact that, yeah, they're not really sure what the winning formula is, for want of a better word, and try to put the perfect package together to complement these cars.
Pete, what's the feel around the F1 circuit in terms of the fact that this race, literally, in a great little cartoon in the Herald Sun today, it's been hijacked by the AFL, hasn't it, the coverage of it this weekend?
Well, look, it's not ideal when you have the Formula One race on the opening round of the AFL season, certainly not. I wouldn't say the coverage has been hijacked, but, you know, it's not as much F1 as you would have in previous years. It would be usually on the weekend before or even the weekend around Labor Day. So it was an interesting move, but unfortunately that's just how the calendar fell and that's just what we've got to put up with. But, it's certainly not ideal. But I think the diehard F1 fans will be paying attention, football or no football.
Yep, it is. Mark Knight's cartoons on page 41 of the Herald Sun, if you want to check it out. It is quite a good one about this weekend in Melbourne. So who wins and how high up the ladder can Ricciardo? Can he get a podium finish?
He certainly can, but things have got to go his way. If he starts from 15th on the grid because of that grid penalty, it's going to be a whole lot harder for him. Hopefully, he doesn't have to change the gearbox and he can start from 10th. I'm predicting he can finish third. For my 1 and 2 on the podium, I'm not going to put Hamilton on top. I've been on Valtteri Bottas, his new teammate, all weekend. I think he'll be wanting to come out and, you know, really make a statement. I think he can win the race, and I think you'll see Sebastian Vettel in second. Let's see how right I am around, you know, 5:30, 6 o'clock tonight.
All right, good on you, Pete. Look forward to your reports right across the day, and, of course, when the race gets underway at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Thanks for your time. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, Kev. Speak soon.
Pete McGinley there, our SEN Formula One expert. He's at Albert Park today, the 2017 Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix. And that update, of course, thanks to Bendex Brakes. Put your foot down with confidence.